Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Arba Midas Bamoichrin. There are four different halachis, dinim chalukim, says the Batanura, when it comes to sellers. Here's halacha number one. Machalai chitim yafais. Machalai, if the seller sold him to the buyer, obviously. Chitim yafais, what was supposed to be chitim yafais. The seller said, this is fine quality wheat. Benim zurais, and it turns out that it was very poor quality wheat. Zak the Mishnah, halakeach, the buyer, yachal achzor, but he can change his mind. But the seller can't change his mind. Who's the one that was cheated over here? The buyer. He thought he's getting chitim yafais, and he gets chitim rois. So it's up to the buyer whether he wants to go ahead with this. But if the seller, for whatever reason, decides, no, I want to change my mind. No, you can't. Why would the seller want to change his mind? Let's say the price of wheat went up. So the Meicher makes a cheshbon, the Batanura explains, ooh, I want to be able to hold on to this wheat so I can resell it for a higher price. No, there was a mistake. I told you it was yafais, it was rice, so therefore I want to cancel the sale. No, you can't do that, seller. The buyer is the one who can say, I was cheated, and therefore I don't want the sale, not the seller. Case number two, rice. Here the buyer, the koina, told the seller that the wheat, shvacha wheat, not so good. Vinimsu yafis, and it turns out to be very good wheat. So the buyer fooled the seller. He told him the wheat he had for sale, very shvach, poor quality. When you compare this to the other wheat in the city, it's not so good. But it turns out compared to the other wheat in the city, it was very good. So who was cheated? The seller was cheated, and therefore, meicher yachal achzor bahi. Only the seller has a right to change his mind, but not the buyer. Now, why would the buyer want to change his mind? And the answer is, let's say the price of wheat went down. So the buyer wants to pull out to get a better price. Sorry, you weren't fooled over here. If anything, you got something better. So this sale stays a sale. Case number three. Rois, the seller told the buyer that this wheat is very schwach. It's not good. It's of an inferior quality. Vinimtsu rois, and ataka was. It wasn't good. Or yafais, vinimtsu yafais. Or the seller told the buyer that it's a very good wheat, and ataka was a very good wheat. It really was. Ein echad mehem yachal achzor bo. Neither one has a right to change his mind. Now the Batanura explains as follows. Let's say he told him, it's shvacha wheat, and ataka was not good wheat. But lemaisa, right after the sale, the price of wheat dropped. So the buyer, he wants to get out of this, because he can buy it for even cheaper price. The same quality wheat he can buy for a cheaper price. But what's he going to say? How can he get out of it? Nobody fooled anyone over here. So he's going to say, I want to explain something to you. I really wanted wheat that was good. I said I agreed to buy poor quality wheat because, a buyer always says, this is not so good. That's the way you handle. And the same is true the other way around. Let's say the understanding was it was good wheat and ataka was good wheat and the price of wheat went up. So now the seller wants to pull out because he feels he can sell it for a higher price. So what's he going to taina? I really wanted to sell wheat that was poor quality. You know why I said it was fine? Because that's the nature of sellers. Even when something is poor, they say that it's very good. But it was a mistake. I didn't realize it was really good. In other words, I didn't realize I was telling the truth. Well, that is not a good taina. In this case, where everyone got what they said they were going to get, either buying or selling, you can't tell us what you meant. The sale is a sale, and they cannot change their mind. And now the fourth case of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Shechamtis. The seller told him that he was selling him red wheat. V'nimtzeis levana, and it turned out to be white wheat. Or levana, v'nimtzeis Shechamtis. Or he told him that he was selling him white wheat, and it turned out to be red wheat. Eitzim shel zayis. He told him that he was selling him wood from an olive tree. V'nimsu shel shikma. Turned out to be wood from a sycamore tree. Or shel shikma, v'nimsu shel zayis. He told him it was a shikma tree. That's where the wood is from. And it turns out to be olive wood. Yayin, v'nimsu chaymetz. The seller told him, selling you wine. He opens up the tap. It's vinegar. Or chaymetz, he told him he's selling him vinegar. It turns out to be wine. Shnehem yecholim lachzer behen. In all these cases, either one can change their mind and say, no, I don't want the sale to go through. Because there are those that want red wheat and there are those that want white wheat. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains, from white wheat you get a finer flour. But from red wheat you get more flour. So you can't say one is bad or one is good or one was fooled or one wasn't fooled. It's just two different things. Some people need one type of wood, some people need a different kind of wood. Some people need wine and some people need vinegar. Memela, either the meicha or the kaina, either the buyer or the seller can say, no, I'm stopping the sale. This is not what we agreed on. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned. We said that there are four halachas. There's one case where only the buyer can change his mind and say, no, the sale is not going through. And that's when the buyer was fooled. He was told he was getting chitim yafes and it turns out to be rois. In the second case, only the seller can change his mind. He was told he was selling rois and gave him a cheaper price. It turned out it was yafes. In the third case, neither of them can change their mind. That's where the seller told him it's an inferior quality and it was. Or he told him it was good wheat and it was. Each one can't say, I didn't really mean it. You know, the seller's going to tie up. I said it's good, but you know, every seller says it's good. I didn't realize it was taka good. Or the buyer's going to say, I said it's bad because, you know, every buyer says it. Well, this is not so good. He wants to drive down the price. I didn't realize it was taka bad. No. You can't do that. If what you said is what you got, then the sale stays. And the fourth case was where someone bought one thing and got something else. It may be better, it may be worse. It depends what you need it for. In this case, either one can change their mind. If he thought he's getting red flour, instead he got white flour. He thought he's getting one kind of wood, he got a different kind of wood. If he thought he's getting wine, and he got vinegar or vinegar and he got wine. Some people need this, some people need that. Each one can tie in a mekach tais. This is not what I sold, or it's not what I bought.